friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
If you're looking for expert analysis heading into a Browns game, if you're looking for expert analysis coming out of a Browns game, no better place to find it than on the Browns Radio Network, because this guy gives it to you. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. Andy Baskin sitting to my right.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tyvus Powell is on the fan hotline, our partner on pre- and post-game shows. Hello, Tyvus.
How you doing today, fellas? The sun came up, huh?
Well, the sun did come up. I hope it came up at Andre Schmidt's house. I hope it came up for Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman as well. I look at everything that you and I talked about yesterday, how the Browns defense was really good, how the offense was efficient enough and helped keep that Bengal offense off the field, and I can't figure out how they lost that football game. Six plays, right? Six plays.
Listen, man, this is a game of inches. That's why they call it. That's why when you get to the professional level, you have to be locked in on everything. I think Dylan Sampson said it the best. You know, he said, you know, in college, when I was in college, we could get away with certain stuff. You could miss some field goals or miss some plays and still win the game. In the league, it's just so delicate, man. It is just so delicate. Every play matters. It has to, you have to treat it like it's the most important play of the game, or it could be the difference in the game, because in all actuality, it can be.
All right, Tyvus, you're walking. You have the game of your life on defense, and your teammates did too, right? You held a guy that was unbelievable, a quarterback and star wide receivers, to under 60 yards, and you walk back in that locker room after you just lost because you missed out on 4 points your kicker should have had. Walk me through that locker room.
So the thing is this. You're a competitor, so you're going to be really upset at the fact that you lost, right?
Right.
And, you know, for certain guys, they'll look at you. It just depends on who you are as a player. All right, what's important to you? Is it winning the Super Bowl, or is it get money? Like, that's the type of thing that it comes down to. What you got to realize is in the NFL – everybody wants to win the Super Bowl, and you can play the best game of your life, but if you don't win, you know, you're upset by that. Now, the good news is it's only week one. So you're upset, but you're not all the way mad about it, because you still got time to bounce back. You can still get to the Super Bowl and all those things. So it's actually going to be interesting to see how those guys respond to this adversity that they face, you know? Guys that's going out, like a guy like G. New. A guy who everybody was like, I don't know if he can guard Jamar Chase. He actually made some plays against Jamar Chase in this game. How does he feel today? He feels confident, because it's like, okay, you know, I show my worth. We'll get it right. You know, let's see what the front office decides to do with the kicker situation. If we're going to roll with Andre Schmidt, so be it. He better come out here and make his kicks, you know. But it's not – I don't think anybody has lost faith in the season already.
Andy and I were talking about the kicker earlier, Tyvus, and 2 points. I wonder, did Dustin Hopkins lose the job, or did Schmidt beat him out? And if Schmidt beat him out, I would think that might give him a little longer look here. But if the Browns keep him for the next game and he has another rough game, I would think that's it. What would you think?
Oh, I would think that's it as well. I mean, the thing is, he is not – see, the reason it was hard with D-Hop is because it was financial implications behind it. With him, this is a guy that you signed off the street. You know, he's probably playing for vet minimum. So if you release him, there's nothing to it. You know, there's no dead cap hit or anything like that. So, yeah, if they're going to roll with him and give him another opportunity against Baltimore, he has to come in and make those kicks. And we'll know if he's a good kicker, because – there's no more pressure to make kicks than your job being on the line. So I think we'll know the truth about him if he does make it past tomorrow's 4 p.m. deadline Eastern Standard Time.
How do you think Kevin Stefanski did? How do you think he called the game yesterday? Good game? Medium game? What do you think?
I think he just tried to keep the ball out of harm's way. He didn't try to do too much. You know, it's the beginning of the season. You don't really want to go out there and really open up the playbook because, you know, guys are still trying to get their legs right. Timing is not going to be great going up against other teams and stuff like that. So I thought he put Joe in good spots to be able to succeed. And for the most part, Joe did what he was supposed to do. Now, some of those passes that got, you know, intercepted, you know, yes, some of them, one of them was low and all those things, but you know, these are professional wide receivers. You know, they get paid a lot of money to make these type of catches. And I always say, they say the rule is if it touches your hands, you can catch it. And oh, all those passes, it did hit their hands. So the receivers just got to be better. You know, that's the thing. Especially Judy. You know, the Judy one is the one that's really upsetting because he's your wide receiver one. He's your best player on offense. You know, when you need it, when you got to have it, he's got to be the one that comes through and makes those plays.
On the fourth and five, you're talking about, Tyvus.
Yes, the fourth and five drop. He's got to be the one to make those plays, and it was unfortunate that he didn't.
All right. Let me see if we can cut through the misses or the drops, though. Other than, and I know this is a silly way to put it, other than the costly drops that may have cost you the game, what did you think of Tillman? What did you think of Judy?
I mean, Tillman's always had a lot of promise. I mean, Tillman has always been a really good red zone threat. He showed that again yesterday. You know, he caught that nice touchdown in the red zone as well. For him, he just got to be consistent. This is the second time in his career where the Browns went to him and he in a got-to-have-it situation, and he didn't get it done. I think the other one was, I want to say Deshaun hit him right in the numbers last year against the Giants, and he dropped that ball. So this is – he's got to get better. He's got to understand that in these situations where the team is coming to him and they trust him to get that done, he's got to come through. Right now, he's 0-2.
Let's talk about the defense for a second. One rookie in particular, but a couple of guys stepped up, especially at the linebacker spot with Carson Schwessinger. Your thoughts on the way he played and, you know, a little bit more on the – I mean, I thought the defense played great, but I just – you know, we talked about this before the game, too, about Carson, and there's nothing that says rookie about him.
You know, he does a really good job in the way he carries himself, and the team actually loves him. Obviously, they all the responsibility that he has. I thought it was good. The defense didn't look like they were confused or out of place. I think he did a really good job of getting the calls in to the guys and also playing his game. You know, I think he led the team with tackles or had a game, maybe a game high or a team high with 8 tackles or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. So he was making the plays that came his way. He does care. He does seem like he's a vet in this league as a rookie. So. The future is very bright for him. I expect him to be a Pro Bowler at some point in his career.
Wow, nice.
Miles Garrett was terrific, had a couple of sacks. What did you think of the rest of the defensive line yesterday? I know we talked about Isaiah McGuire. He had a sack yesterday as well. The other defensive end spot and the DTs.
I thought they did a good job of keeping Joe moving. You know, it wasn't like Joe was back there patting the ball and picking people apart. Joe knew he had a time, and they were shortening that time and making him move his feet, and it made him have some bad throws, and that's why they couldn't get the pass game going. So I thought the D-line was good. The only time that I complained about the D-line was, I want to say the first drive. I thought they got kind of manhandled on that first drive. I thought Mason Graham got thrown out of the club. He played a little too high in that first drive, which ultimately led to a touchdown. So he got his pads down, and he was able to be a little effective, be more stout in the middle of that defense. Chase Brown couldn't really get it going down the middle, and that's all you can ask for out of your defensive tackles. As far as the edge rushers go, like I said, they kept making Joe move his feet, move out the pocket, get uncomfortable, and I thought they had a really good game. Now, would I have loved more sacks? Absolutely, but it can be effective. Quarterback pressures and hurry-ups is good, too.
How do you bounce back from this? How do you bounce back?
It's a long season. You got another divisional opponent coming up. The best way to get over a loss is to get in the win column. And both teams is coming in with both gave up on a game that they knew they should have won, that they had in the bag. So both teams going to come out aggressive and hungry. You don't want to go 0-2, I tell you that. So that to me is the motivation. And what better way to shock the world and show the nation that you are a good team than beating a team that people project to go to the Super Bowl? I mean, come on. That, to me, seems like it's all or nothing. And you go down to the eighth place and get it done? Man, you change the narrative if you go out there and win this game. So there's a lot of motivation in this game, especially for the defense. I know they play really well, but Baltimore's defense is supposed to be good, even though they had an all-time collapse in that fourth quarter against Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be extremely motivated, but I think that the Browns can go out there and play the better defense. And I think that as long as Joe keeps the ball out of harm's way like he did, I think they'll be fine.
Here's the only issue I have. Like, I think Joe played great yesterday, and I want Joe to start. If he plays like that, I'm good with him starting every game this season. The problem is if they let him slip away like they did yesterday, that clock is going to start ticking on your rookie quarterbacks and the thought of two first-round picks for next year. How long is that clock? And if you flip out of it knowing that Joe can play this way and decide you want to look and see what you have, like, are you not saying, okay, well, this isn't about winning or losing. This is about the future.
So I think that, yeah, you the future should be in the back of your head, because you know what the crazy thing is? Nobody's job is guaranteed outside of Myles Garrett after this season. So so I think that, you know, you can think about the future if you want to, but you're a trip over right now. And I think that you owe it to the coaching staff and these players to go out there and win as many games as you can right now. So you ride the Joe Flacco wheels until L.A. fall off. If they don't fall off, great. I mean, I know everybody want to see these rookies, and obviously you got decisions to make about what you're going to do with the first-round picks. But wouldn't it be nice to just not have to worry about it or think about that right now, because you're so deep in the fact of winning games? Like, that'll take care of itself. You know, if you trust Kevin Stefanski and the process, which I know can be tricky, can be difficult, especially it hasn't been good in the past. So I know a lot of people have their doubts about Kevin Stefanski, but I really believe just the longer that you wait to play these quarterbacks, the better off they are. I mean, the best quarterback in the league right now, Patrick Mahomes, missed, I think, the entire rookie season, didn't he? I don't think he played
played one game.
Played one game. So the longer you wait, the more that they actually are better from the start when they first get their opportunity. Let me say it right. Because obviously Josh Allen came in, I believe, as a starter, right? And he's one of the best in the game right now. Even Lamar Jackson waited, what, 8 games, 10 games, whatever it was? So the longer you wait, the better off they might be when they get their time to shine. So I'm not in any rush to see, you know, Dylan and Shador. As much as I want to see Shador and Dylan, I'm not in a rush right now. I'm trying to take this thing week by week, try to have the best team out there. And until Joe Flacco isn't the best option, or these rookies have made a significant push forward to be the QB1, you ride with Joe.
Tyvus Powell joining us from the Browns Radio Network. Thank you, buddy, as always. Great to have you with us.
I'll see you guys next Sunday, bright and early, with smiles on our faces.
Yay.
And we hope that they're still there for our post-game show.
Well, they will be. Good, bad, or indifferent, they're going to call into the post-game show.
Well, no, that's true. Tyvus, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Tyvus.
See y'all later.
Tyvus Powell joining us on the Fan Hotline.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I have an update, by the way.
Okay.
The menacing blue Audi who races up north every day. And I saw him pulled over today. We got a message in social media from somebody else who saw him pulled over. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to the Richfield Police Department.
Oh, okay. Want to make sure
they saw it was Richfield Cruisers.
Okay.
That had the menace pulled over.
It's amazing how that works.
Well done, Richfield. Congratulations, and we thank you for doing your job and helping to keep us safe on our highways.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Please don't tell me it was an athlete. I don't want any answers.
I have no idea.
Okay, I'm just saying.
All I know is that somebody
actually, please don't tell me it's anybody.
It's the Elite Talking Heads and said it was Richfield Cruisers.
Yes, okay.
Well done.
Well done.
The rookies yesterday, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Schlesinger, we just heard from Tyvus. Mason Graham was out there.
Yep.
Tyvus said he played with his pads too high, then he got them down, so it got better. Those two guys were part of a defense that held a really high-powered offense down significantly. On the other side of the ball, Harold Fannin did a really nice job, and Dylan Sampson, I thought, did a nice job. Didn't run the ball well, but nobody did for the Browns yesterday. That's a problem. But Sampson was the leading receiver for the Browns coming out of the backfield. He had 8 catches on the day. For 64 yards. led the team in receptions. Fannin was right behind him at 7. Could it possibly be?
No, Judy had more yards than him. Just
But Samson had more receptions.
Correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could it possibly be that Andrew Berry has so far hit on 4 of his 7 draft choices? Quinshon Judkins, hopefully on the way. And then maybe Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. So 4 of the 7 guys played yesterday. You could make the argument all 4 played pretty well in their first NFL games.
Does Isaiah Bond get thrown in there too, or no?
Well, I just said draft choices, I know. But sure. Let's throw him in.
He probably should have been a draft choice.
Might not have been, but...
His paycheck says it should.
Well, it might not have been a draft choice here. Who knows? He had only 1 target yesterday. I'm anxious to see more. But, you know, we'll see. I'm not going to throw him in with the rookies that played well because he wasn't out there for very long. But I hope so. You know, I hope he could be a difference maker. But so far, early returns good on the rookies, no?
Absolutely. You know, again, I thought Fannin turned heads in his first game. Schlesinger. I kind of watched the defensive line as a whole, so I wasn't in depth on Graham.
Zay McGuire looked pretty good.
Yeah. Oh man, I thought McGuire looked great yesterday. Yeah, I was down with that too. I mean, what's crazy is the key to that game were those 3 sacks, and the other part of it is, as bad as Joe Burrow played, if he doesn't bunny hop out of the end zone on that 3rd one. And maybe if the referees could have seen a holding call in the end zone, which I'm sure happened, that's 2 points and that changes everything. That play by Burrow just to jump out of the end zone at the end before he went down for the sack, that was a difference maker too. I mean, as much as you want to talk about a defense winning a game for you, if they would have pulled off the safety there, and man, it seemed close, didn't it? And then all of a sudden, boom, he just popped out. It, you know, we talk about the game of inches, and that was the game of inches on that play. That Burrow, as bad as he played and as bad as his wide receivers were and as lackluster as that offense was for Cincinnati, if he doesn't bunny hop out, that's a safety, and we're talking about a different feeling today.
3 Browns played every snap on defense, according to Pro Football Reference. Schlesinger, Grant Delpit, and Ronnie Hickman. So you had your starting safeties out there for every play. That's nice.
Yeah, I think if you're Andrew Berry, you should feel pretty good about this class so far, as long as everybody stays healthy. You know, that's the trick there.
I was a little surprised that, I like looking at the snap counts. I was surprised Alex Wright played only 21. I thought he might be out there a little bit more.
Those are all things you kind of don't notice, especially when you're watching it. Defense is just,
exactly.
You have to go back and look at stuff.
Isaiah McGuire played 29 snaps, so they kind of rotated at that other defensive end spot. Defense was really good.
Oh, the defensive line looked really good second half.
They really did.
They're what I think we expected, right? Maybe even above and beyond.
I think so. And Andy, I would think it gets better. And I say that because, Mason Graham was playing in his first NFL game out there in the middle of that defensive line. You would think he'll play better than he did because he's going to have a clue.
Right.
Mike Hall Jr. should be back. Hopefully sooner rather than later. And he will certainly help in the middle of that defensive line. I would think Schlesinger is going to do nothing but get better.
What are they going to
stay healthy?
You know, think of what they did yesterday. And then next week they get Flowers, Bateman, and Hopkins.
Well,
as wide receivers.
Yeah. And Derrick Henry.
And
Lamar Jackson. And Mark Andrews.
Yeah. Isaiah Like. Is it likely? Was he
Isaiah Likely He's, didn't play.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
He was out.
He's hurt.
Can I ask Browns fans, I'm wondering about this. And again, I know they lost, and it was a miserable loss. And you had the 2 drops on 3rd down and 5 by Fannin and 4th down and 5 by Judy that cost you an opportunity to go in and get a shorter field goal or maybe even a touchdown. And then you had those 2 drops by Judy and Tillman where the ball inexplicably popped up into the air. And Bengals defenders are right there to get it.
Yeah.
You had the 2 missed kicks. Honestly, Andy, there were 6 plays. Other than those 6 plays, you win the game. I think the Browns won the rest of the game. But they hurt themselves on six plays and it cost them a football game. I sit here and I think, okay, those were player mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It was two drops by Judy, basically. One by Fannin, one by Tillman, and two missed kicks by Schmidt. I thought the offensive scheme was pretty darn good. Nice job, coaching staff. I thought the defensive scheme was really pretty good. Nice job by coaching staff. I thought there seemed to be some talent on the field. I sit here today, I'd like to be really, really optimistic, and I kind of am, but I look at what's ahead, and I think, gosh, you couldn't put it together against a Bengals team that you had beat, and here come the Baltimore Ravens, and they're going to be steamed. But they just gave up 41 points. Does that mean the Browns' offense is going to, you know, have a little easier time than they had yesterday?
Right, I can't imagine that
because the Bengals' defense isn't good.
The questions you need to ask yourself is, will our wide receivers drop as many passes next week as they did this week? And will your kicker hit for points? Because that's the difference. I'm actually really surprised today, Jeff, because we've had a ton of phone calls, that no one has called and said, well, look, Joe Flacco, two interceptions. Oh, told you that was coming. I think most people that watch the game realize that those, I'll even go out on a limb and say, you know, you.
One of them was a slightly off throw by Joe. It's not his fault. Jerry Jeudy should have had the ball.
Okay.
So, but it was not a great throw.
And it's almost like you want them to have a stat that it's like they should be called possession interception. So that, or some kind of a, like if a wide receiver has possession and then they cough up, but they don't actually have possession.
That's what we need is another stat.
Well, that's okay. What's it? How many baseball stats do we have?
I was going to say.
Menigan doesn't sleep at night. There's so many baseball stats.
Well, he keeps creating new ones.
That's true. But it's like I really expected a lot of people to be calling today saying, oh, look what happened. Typical Flacco game. Threw two interceptions. When you know that's not right. If you watch the game, to blame him for the interceptions is utterly ridiculous. And then the other part of it is, I figured that we would get a ton of phone calls on that. And there was another point. I can't remember what I was going to say, but it was just the whole notion. Was it like, oh, I know the other point. Was it like that after the game? Oh, and Sanders, like I thought we'd get a lot of phone calls going, why are they wasting their time playing Flacco when, you know, Sanders is on the bench? But everybody's, Jeff, yesterday, as I was sitting in the cardiac club, I looked at the jerseys they were selling.
That's a ding.
Well, that's the pregame show. That's where we do it.
It's free food ding. And booze right there.
That is not free food and booze. Listen, do you know the jerseys they were selling?
Brian Sipe and Leroy Kelly.
Oh, man, Jeff, you are dead on, except they were Don Cockcroft jerseys they were selling. I couldn't believe it. Well, actually, kind of were, because they were selling Sanders and Garrett. And I'm like, that's your third-string quarterback that they're selling the jerseys for. They only had two sets of jerseys up where I was in front of me. I know that you can get other jerseys in other parts of the stadium, but, huh. Right?
They're going to print jerseys, Andy. There are only so many guys on the team. And yes, they're gonna sell more Shadour jerseys probably than other guys. And by the way, your Dylan Gabriel jersey from the preseason is already out of date because he changed his number from 5 to 8. Pickett's not here, so they switched numbers.
Huh. Wouldn't know. Didn't see him play yesterday.
What'd you think, folks? Am I allowed to be? I'm optimistic about what I saw, but I think I'm realistic because you tell me that the defense is going to play that well against the Ravens.
Maybe they will.
Maybe they will.
I'm not questioning our defense.
Our
defense stays healthy,
but I'm not either, Andy. I wonder. The offense put up 16 points against a Bengals team that was one of the most poorly rated defenses in the league last year. I wonder what happens when you get
Are we a bad team? Well, what everyone has said.
You went 3-14 last year. Of course
you're a bad team. Yeah, but that's last year. This is this year. You have new names, new faces. Is this team bad?
We don't know that.
We don't know that yet. I walked out of yesterday going, they're not bad.
If you have a defense like that, you're not a bad football team. You're going to be in a lot of games. But what happens in that situation? I mean, we're going to sound like coaches here. If you have a defense that plays like that, what does your offense have to do?
Get to 21.
Not even that. Don't kill yourself. And they did. Drop passes and a couple missed kicks. And you didn't run the ball. You did all that without running the ball.
Yeah.
Number to join us, 216-474-0092.
Yep.
You did all that without running the
ball.
Are
they a bad team, Jeff? I don't think they're a bad team.
It's too early to tell, Andy. I don't think any team that can play that kind of a defense against a really good offense is a bad team. I don't. That defense is going to keep you in a lot of games. Are they going to hold big-time offenses to 17 points every week? No, they're not going to do that. Mm-mm. Are they going to do that against Baltimore? Man, if they do, I'd be stunned and thrilled. Thrilled. I don't know. Are you more pessimistic, folks? Or are you more optimistic about this team? Jeremy's in Fort Worth, Texas. Hello, Jeremy.
Guys, the shrink is back. You're doing a good job. Just keep your heads up. Let the feelings wash over you.
Thank you. And that's what makes it a Browns Therapy Monday. Thank you.
Let the feelings wash over you.
Exactly. Don't punch the wave. Let it wash over you.
That's beautiful.
I like that. Jeremy's the shrink, remember?
Yes, sir. That's right. And I love you guys. Here's the thing.
Thank you. Are we stealing your customers, though? That's the problem.
No, not at all. Listen, here's my reaction, right? Mm-hmm. I was mad. I said to myself, as soon as that extra point was missed, I'm like, we're going to lose by 1 point.
Yeah.
And we did. We lost kind of an epic Browns fashion. I mean, there was no surprise to that loss, in my opinion. And I was upset about it, and I was upset all day. But I woke up this morning going, I can't wait to watch them play again. I didn't think it was that bad. I didn't like some of the play calling in the red zone. I don't like the leash that Flacco seemed to be on. I do think the kicker has to go. I just do. I don't know why. That was atrocious. His post-game interview was not great. I think he needs to go. Anyway,
well, you're not getting rid of him because it was post-game interview, right? That's not, you're not.
No, not even close.
Okay.
Not even close. He's a little too glib for me.
Okay.
But, here's what I will say. I actually would prefer that they lose to the Bengals versus their first loss being to a team that nobody thought they could beat. I think it's going to do more for their I think we'll see more when they play the Ravens because they lost to the Bengals. So I'm holding on to hope that this was a good loss for them as opposed to somebody they have no business beating.
All right, Jeremy, I hope you're right. Thank you for the call from Fort Worth. We like having a shrink right here on staff.
Oh, it's awesome.
That's outstanding.
It's done. It means we don't have to play fake shrink on a Browns Therapy
Monday.
Folks,
are we allowed to be optimistic? Kevin Stefanski at 1:00. It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
We've asked the question, are we allowed to be optimistic?
Mm-hmm.
I find myself being optimistic about the defense. I think that can keep you in a lot of games. I'm still looking for some offense. I'm still looking for offense. Joe is in central Pennsylvania. Joe, what team do you root for on a regular basis?
The Browns, but I'm okay. My patience is wearing very thin all with right. This team. It's the same old script. I mean, they play good on one end, and then they screw up on another end. I mean, I've seen this script before, year in and year out. It never seems to get any better. We should have won that game yesterday, and we didn't. It's on Andrew Berry for drafting the kicker from the XFL. And one other thing, I don't believe I just heard you guys about 15 minutes ago go to the old Butch Davis line. If there was outside of those six plays, we played pretty good. You know,
that's not what Jeff said. Did you say that, Jeff?
Outside of those six plays, we played a pretty good game.
Six plays that changed the game. There's a difference there. That's not what
changed the game. Okay, yeah. if my aunt,
not the same thing. No, that's not what Jeff. That's
Joe,
not what he was saying.
I was there when Butch
that's
Davis
exactly
said what
he said.
Oh,
I
mean, there you go. Ding.
What Butch said was, if Jamal Lewis hadn't broken those big runs, we contained him pretty well.
Well.
This is a different story.
I mean,
well, what's the difference between pointing out six plays? I mean, I can point out five plays that changed the game. You can too. I mean, Joe,
yeah, that changed the game, but that doesn't.
Joe, what did you want? Let me ask you. I'm just asking since you're all riled up. What did you want them to do? What would have made yesterday's game different?
And the receivers quit dropping the damn ball when it's thrown right at them.
Okay.
I mean, the defense comes up and
so,
we threw up on the offense.
Let me get this straight. I just want to make sure we're on the same page. Andrew Berry woke up yesterday, and you think he said, you know what, I'm hoping my wide receivers drop all these passes. And by the way,
man,
we switch kickers, and now all of a sudden I'm hoping this kid's going to shank them left and right. I mean, you can't. I mean, you're belittling the defense on this too. You going to tell me the defense didn't play well yesterday? Yes or no?
The defense played okay. They played okay.
All right.
He cut Hopkins and picked up a kicker from the XFL for no reason. I mean, you got to have a
Hopkins
good
didn't have a great
I,
Hopkins didn't look that great. And by the way, for everyone that's screaming about having competitions, did they not have a kicking competition? Did they have one?
Yeah, a kicking competition that was determined before there was even a competition. Come on. You know
they're paying Hopkins.
You can be sure they wanted Hopkins to be the guy, Joe.
Well, whatever. It's always something with this team. It's the same old script. And everything we any time on a Monday, all we do is sit around and make excuses on a Monday of why we didn't win. Oh, yeah, it'll be better next week until it isn't. Then we go and make excuses again. I'm tired. I'm
did
just
you,
worn
do you
out.
Think
I'm
this?
Guy,
did
yeah,
you think they were going
out.
To the playoffs in the beginning of the season? Look, again, the goal this year, and let's not be blind, and I'll say there.
Thanks,
I want Flacco. Thank you. I want Flacco to do well. I want him to be the quarterback all season long. But the unbelievable, realistic thought that needs to go into my mind, Dan Menigan is about to deliver it to you. Dan, what is this season about?
Goal of the 2025 Cleveland Browns season is to find out if the quarterback of the future is either on the roster or sitting in the 2026 draft.
Thank you. Words to live by.
Can't even argue. And by the way, we sit around on Mondays and dissect the game.
Yeah.
We're not making excuses for what happened in the game. You don't drop passes and you don't miss kicks. Except guess what? It happens in every game in the NFL. And in this case, you can look at six specific plays, and those plays cost the Browns the game. None of them happened on defense. One of the plays was on defense.
It's not that it was against the Browns, but Burrow being able to get out of the end zone and not take a safety is one of those plays to me. So maybe seven, but it's not negative against the defense.
With some help.
Are we allowed to add an addendum to the...
Hang on, Roman.
To the motto of the season and the goal of the season as well?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, sure. Knock yourself up.
Okay. I think it needs to be exactly what I said there, which is the goal of the 2024 season is to determine if the quarterback of the future is either on the roster or sitting in the 2025 draft, or 26 draft, I should say. Mm-hmm. And the kids play better in the end of the season than they did in the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we good with that addendum?
Yeah. Can you do me a favor? Can you make that into a poster and put like a mountain or like an ocean wave on it? That'd be nice.
Yes, we can do that.
Thank you.
Roman is in Canton. Hello, Roman.
Roman, welcome back to the show.
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Hey there.
I think between, you know, it's hard to be optimistic and it's also hard to be pessimistic as a Browns fan. I think we got to be realistic, as I continue to say, and I will say it until I turn blue, is that we're going to see games like yesterday 16 more weeks in a row, boys. I really think that we're on that verge of, okay, can we actually compete with any other team in the league, or are we tanking to, quote unquote, see what the future holds in this as a quarterback? I'm going to be honest, I didn't like watching Baltimore fly around last night because they play violent, and I don't know if our guys are ready for that, especially some of the younger rookies. So, but again, if our defense plays the way it did, we can stay in just about any game. So, unfortunately, I'm going to have to stay middle of the road.
I think that's Roman fair. I think that's a fair place to be today, middle of the road.
Well, it's only one game. I mean, there's some things that I really liked yesterday, and some things that I just couldn't stand. This team was supposed to run the ball, didn't run the ball well at all. That was, to me, that's a concern. And the answer is not Quinshon Judkins. The answer is, as a team, you better run the ball better. That means your offensive line has to be better.
Sure.
It means you have to scheme it up better. You know, the offense, to me, was
I wonder how much losing Jack Conklin yesterday. Did he get poked in the eye? I didn't hear. Did they say something on TV?
We'll find out.
It was an eye injury. That's all we knew.
We'll find out 1 o'clock, Kevin Stefanski's press conference. You'll hear it right here on The Fan.
Yeah.
Nelson's in Avon Lake. Hello, Nelson.
Nelson.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Okay.
Hey.
Boy, Andrew Berry, damn if you do and damn if you don't. You know, they kept Hopkins on the roster, just like that. The previous caller, right?
Yeah.
And he missed those kicks. We'll be hearing it, or he'll be hearing it again today. Disappointing loss, right? Especially in a season where I think wins are going to be hard to come by. And But I'll say this, right? Like, from the beginning of the season, I set my expectations properly, I think, right? Knowing that this team is in a search or in a search for their quarterback of the future. And I wanted to see if the draft picks this year will be able to compete and not be overwhelmed. And what I saw yesterday was very encouraging. So I will continue to watch this season from that prism and hope that the Browns could compete and hopefully get a few wins. But thanks for the time, guys.
All right, Nelson. Thank you very much. I think Nelson's right about Andrew Berry and the kicking situation. When they signed Dustin Hopkins, I thought, wow, he's a kicker. He's had one good year for you. I don't know if you invest in, you know, guaranteed money into a kicker. There are very few guys that you need to do that for, to me, in the NFL. And he wasn't one of them. But the fact that they moved on from him despite the guaranteed money would make you think, all right, well, okay, that's a good move, right? Because you must have thought that the other guy was better to do the job. And as Nelson said, danged if you do and danged if you don't. Chuck's in Collinwood. Hello, Chuck. Hey, Chuck, sorry, buddy. I got to put you back on hold. I apologize. I screwed up right there. My mistake. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up momentarily right here on The Fan. Dano, sorry. Caught myself. Right when I punched up Chuck, I looked at you, and you had that look like, Phelps, you are a moron.
Don't sell yourself short. You could be worse than that.
Stefanski straight ahead right here on The Fan.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.